wasted.
Well, you didn't waste any time if you went to Keith Urban on Saturday night at the Brand Center, as I did. Man, a sold-out show. I don't think anybody left that building without thinking that was one heck of a show. Colby Miller told me on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, I've never been to a party like that at the Brand Center. Awesome. Sheldon said, so amazing. It's been a long time since he's been here, and he promised to come back. Let's hope he does. Sixth time seeing him, said Stephanie Weiss, and loved it. And he loves Regina. You can tell he wore an I Love Regina shirt when he came back out for the encore. And the crowd just ate that up. But Keith Urban, I'll speak of the concert a little more as we get through the morning here. But it truly was just a fabulous evening. And the guy, just you can tell he loves doing what he's doing on stage. And what a stage show, too. And the theatrics were minimal, but man, just the way it was lit, the lasers, and how he walked through the crowd to the opposite end and performed there for a few numbers. You could see that on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, as a matter of fact. And at one point, he even saluted Chapel Roan. I don't know that Keith is aware that we're trying to get her here to Saskatchewan, but if he was channeling her, he did an amazing job. You should see that video on my Facebook page. But more about the concert and everything else from the weekend on the way. Lots to recap throughout this morning. That highway shooting near Weyburn, that's pretty alarming. Very tragic. A 44-year-old woman just riding in an SUV when a bullet comes through the vehicle. RCMP are asking anyone with information to come forward. But yeah, two women, they hear this crack or bang of some sorts as they're driving on Highway 39. And the bullet comes through the vehicle from behind, hits the passenger and killing the 44-year-old woman. RCMP aren't sure yet if the shot came from someone on the side of the road or from another vehicle behind them. But at this time, the investigators feel the shooting may be random. And of course, as we get more information today, we'll continue to update you. But it's a disturbing and scary story, right? Considering cops don't know who did this yet. It's awful. Condolences to the family of that woman shot, too. We're entering the last week of summer. Fall arrives a week from today, but summer wasn't set to say goodbye without a good old-fashioned storm like we saw Friday. Man, sheets of rain came down late Friday afternoon towards the drive home. I live in the southeast corner, and we got hail, but nothing like Emerald Park and White City. They were hammered by the looks of it. Again, I judge from all the photos and videos you're sharing on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. People seen canoeing in ditches, flooded underpasses. People trying to push vehicles out of lakes. Lots of leaky roofs around town. I saw on social media a Superstore East had water coming through their roof. I am sure there were a lot of other businesses who had that happening, too. It was coming down steady through Saturday, too. It looked like Wascana Lake was overflowing in some spots. It was coming down so hard. I saw some photos on social media, and it did look like that. Over 4 inches of rain fell, with towns like Pilot Butte, White City getting the worst of it. Toonie-sized hail in some spots. Here in Regina, Ring Road was closed for a short time on Saturday because of the flooding. Vehicles stalled in the lakes that had formed. I still can't believe every time. What do people think when they consider driving through those lakes and then eventually have to be rescued? Yeah, fire crews were out literally walking through these lakes to get people out of their vehicles. But rain not ideal for farmers either, trying to get out in the fields. Latest crop report shows 41% of this year's harvest is in the bin, up from 23% the previous week, but behind the five-year average of 58%. And it is going to take a few days yet before many can get back in the field. And kind of thankful. I was looking at the long-range overnight temperatures, far from frosty yet, which is good. Around these parts, overnight lows look to stay in that 7 to 10 degree mark overnight all week long. So at least there's that. Yeah, it's going to be back to the drawing board after a disappointing weekend for Rough Rider fans.
I thought they looked tired.
How they put up 31 points, I don't know, because they're terrible. We had a team come in here that was 5-7,
and they were able to run over us.
Alouettes cruise past the Riders 48-31, snapping their five-game losing streak. And joining me now, Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. And I know the fans think the sky is falling. Belton, literally it was on Friday with all the rain. Maybe I better start there. Did you have a leaky roof?
No leaky roof here, Greg.
Oh, good, good. No. But, man, the sky is not falling in on the Riders, is it, Belton?
No, the sky is not falling in on the Riders. Let's just say that, you know, the Riders, they didn't look like they came to play Saturday. And, you know, I do got it equated to a couple injuries there and everything as well, right?
Yeah, we did have some starters sit out. But even head coach Gary Mace doesn't think that's why they lost. So analyze a little more here for me. Why do you think they lost?
Well, I'm going to get straight to it. It was the defense. Like, you know, I think we're so used to seeing the Riders defense play at such a high level, with at least the past six games, I'll say, where, you know, they're getting pressure on the quarterback. They're sacking the quarterback, you know, just causing havoc and chaos. Well, this game here, I don't think I even saw pressure. I know there were no sacks or anything. And, you know, McLeod, Bethel Thompson threw for 379 yards. And again, the Riders, they weren't able to stop the run either, Greg. Like, that's their MO. They stopped the run. And with the backup running back there, Stevie Scott III there, I believe he ran for 125 yards. So I equated to that. The defense is always the bread and butter of this team, and it kind of let them down a little bit.
Well, you're going to lose some games, and we're still in a great situation here. Let's face it. The good news is, to losses by the Bombers and Elks, our 10-3 Riders, they had already officially clinched a playoff spot. They're on the bye now. So I just want to ask you about Jamie and I's commentary. He thinks the Alouettes are still the team to beat now in the East. Do you feel the same way? Like, he's calling for the Riders and Alouettes, I believe, in the Grey Cup. Do you still think that, too?
Well, I can see why he thinks that, because if the Alouettes get the quarterback with Davis Alexander back, they've shown to be pretty solid. And the Alouettes, they have had a pretty solid defense, you know, maybe not the last you know, 2-3 games, but against the Riders, they had kind of gotten back there a little bit, right? So, and, you know, again, if they get healthy down the stretch, I certainly could see it. Are they one of the juggernauts in the East? I think they could be. You know, I know the Ticats, we look at that team, but yes, I think if they could get Davis Alexander back and that defense for the Alouettes come up, yeah, it could definitely be the Alouettes there at the end of the season.
Belton Johnson, what do the Riders need now to rebound? I know they're in a bye. What is it they need to do?
Oh, I was going to say rest. So that is a good thing. And so once they get the guys back, but the only thing they need to do is get back to that form with the defense, right? You know, bringing the pressures and everything. And again, with the bye week, I think the coaches, they'll reassess things, look at things, right? I'm not worried about this team at all, Greg. That was just a little bump in the road, if you will.
Okay, champ. And, no rain damage? You didn't try to drive under the underpass, did you, and get through that lake?
No. Whenever it rains like that, it doesn't surprise me when I see things like that, Greg.
I can't believe people try to do that still, but I could see you in your shorts and flip-flops. You're probably still wearing them, helping push people through the lake. But I'm glad you got through the rain and no damage. And, you know, although we got a little damaged on the field, I think you're right. They'll turn it around nicely. Belton, have a great week.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
Yeah, a little richer, one of our listeners. Thanks to Guarantee Weather. I'll get to that here this morning. Busy weekend. There were so many events. I know yesterday, Muscano Park. I love the sound of the bagpipes ringing out as the Regina Pats let everyone else at the Terry Fox Run. That was nice to see. Lots of families and kids there to pay tribute to Terry, cancer survivors. Honored and loved ones lost were remembered. And in fact, all this month, there's going to be a lot of schools holding their own Terry Fox runs and walks in order to raise money for cancer research, but good turnout there yesterday. Friday night, it was at Globe Theater, the 60th anniversary gala, where they took us behind the scenes to show us, like, the prop room, costuming, the stage itself. The building now completely remodeled. There's no longer any construction. There was a little lingering over the last little while, but they've finished it now. It's phenomenal. Congratulations to the Globe Theater staff for pulling off such an awesome gala. I hear the open house Saturday and Sunday was a huge hit too, so that's great to see. It is the last week of summer. Fall arrives a week from today, but man, it was a good old-fashioned summer storm Friday. And you could hear a rumbling late, mid-afternoon, and then it came on strong by the drive home. It came down with hail in my end of town in the southeast here in Regina. I know some parts didn't get the hail, but just got some rain, and some got very little at all. It seemed to just depend where you were in the city on Friday, but whew, Emerald Park and White City, they seem to be hammered. I'm looking at some of the photos and videos you've shared on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Some canoeing in ditches. When I was driving to work this morning, I could only see a couple of car lengths in front of me because of the fog, but at the same time, I could see how the ditches along Arcola East there are just full of water, and some were canoeing in ditches in the Emerald Park area. Lots of people trying to run their vehicles through the lakes, forming under the underpass, not making it. Firefighters out assisting there, and over 4 inches of rain fell in the Pilot Butte White City area. That's where we're hearing from a lot of the rain gauges. Dwayne Serena said water kept climbing higher and higher. He couldn't believe it.
And my back trees on the east side were, it was flooded. It was water was coming in. That's how bad it was.
He's lived in the area nearly 30 years. He's seen nothing like it.
Never been that high. No, it's been halfway up the berm.
Here in Regina, Ring Road even closed for part of Saturday because of the flooding. And vehicles stalled in the lakes underneath the bridges. A tragic story we're sharing with you this morning of the 44-year-old woman who was killed in a random shooting on Highway 39 near Weyburn on the weekend is really disturbing. She was riding in an SUV. A bullet comes through the vehicle. RCMP asking now for anyone to come forward with information, but they haven't caught whoever did this yet. More on that coming up here as Kevin Martell is away today, but Aaron McNutt is filling in. She'll have details at 6:30. Some of the other stories we're watching this morning from Ottawa. Parliament resumes today. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre are going to face off in the House of Commons. Last week, of course, Carney revealed the first list of projects that have been referred to the new major projects office as part of the push to build faster.
These projects can deliver transformational benefits to Canadians, driving growth in jobs and incomes for decades, diversifying our energy sources and our markets, connecting our country, and connecting our country with the world.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre slammed that announcement, saying Carney has failed to grant any permits for a new nation-building project.
He's going to send an email to an office that isn't even fully staffed up yet, which will one day consider possibly approving five projects. This is pathetic.
So, back to Parliament today, the first few weeks of the city will build toward the Carney government tabling its first budget in October, and likely the Conservatives will keep the focus on affordability, crime, and immigration, and the NDP trying to regain their own footing after a pretty crushing defeat back in April, where they lost official party status in Parliament. The New Democrats are set to choose their new leader in March. Saturday night, I went to the Keith Urban concert, and it was magnificent. At one point, he just kind of stripped it down, walked to the opposite end of the main stage, and performed for the other half of the crowd, and saluted Chapel Row. So good, Keith Urban. Acoustically, of course, his whole band there. It was just an awesome show. And a lot of Rider jerseys in the crowd because a lot of people came from that game a little unhappy after what they saw against the Alouettes. A big loss there. But at Keith Urban, they were smiling the whole way. That was one of the best shows I've seen in a long while at the Brent Center. And I think everyone who is commenting on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, where if you want to see that video of Keith perform in Chapel Roan, I placed, and so many of you sharing your videos, and I don't see one negative response. Like everyone thinking that was probably one of the best. Very cool concert. And yeah, Keith channeling Chapel Roan, he's been covering that in his set list quite a bit here, this latest tour. But it's ironic, right? Because on Friday, I asked Rick Bennett, CEO of The Real District, when he dropped by to warn everyone about where to park and all of that for that Keith Urban concert. He was very forthcoming in saying they're in talks with her.
The answer is yes, we have. She's going to finish up her touring this year in Europe, and there's a number of dates in the U.S. They're going to do a reset, and we're waiting patiently for her to fulfill her promise to come to Saskatchewan.
Given how Saskatchewan's been put on the map from the tourism aspect because of this song of hers, do you see her concert if she comes at Mosaic Outdoors?
That's a good question. I think the answer is yes. We would obviously love to have it in Mosaic Stadium. And we also see rounding it out perhaps with additional acts that are similar generas to Chapel Roan. Work in progress, Greg, but be assured it's an everyday discussion here at Real.
So there you have it. As you heard it here on Friday morning, it sounds like it's going to happen. I want to take you to the Emmy Awards last night. The biggest winners in television as they honored their own was a show called The Studio, which is on Apple. And I have not yet watched it, but I hear great things about it. Nor have I watched The Pitt, which won Best Drama Series. The Studio won Best Comedy Series. I hear about this medical drama, The Pitt, all the time. Guy, I think, from ER. I got to start watching that. I did watch Adolescence, which won Best Limited Series. That's the one on Netflix about the family whose world gets turned upside down when their 13-year-old son is arrested for murdering a schoolmate. I really enjoyed the series, and the acting was incredible, but I didn't like the ending of it. Kind of was a letdown to me. But that kid from that series, Adolescence, he's now 15. Owen Cooper's his name. And last night he made history as the youngest ever male Emmy winner in the acting category. Listen to part of his speech as a teenager. I thought this was incredible.
Standing up here is just, wow, it's just so surreal. Honestly, when I started these drama classes a couple of years back, I didn't expect to be even in the United States, never mind here. But tonight proves that if you listen and you focus and you step out your comfort zone, you can achieve anything in life. Like I was nothing about 3 years ago. I'm here now. So I think if you listen and you focus and you just step out your comfort zone a little bit, who cares if you get embarrassed? You know, anything can be impossible. But a big thanks to my parents. It may have my name on this wall, but it really belongs to the people behind the camera and Stephen and all that, all the cast. So. Yeah, and I hope you all have an amazing night and good night.
Isn't that kid great? Owen Cooper, 15 years old. That was nothing 3 years ago, he said. And now look at me. It was kind of a sweet moment. Late Show with Stephen Colbert won Best Variety Talk Series despite being canceled by CBS.
Sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. And 10 years later, in September of 2025, my friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America. Stay strong, be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor.
Well, and of course, the other unusual moment, Robert De Niro comes out, had this message, and it drew a standing ovation.
I'm going to say one thing. F*** Trump.
It went on for quite a while, and then he said this
it's
again.
It's no longer down with Trump, it's Trump.
There you have it. CJME News Time now is 6:28.